Basketball, it appears, will be played in the Garden on Friday night. And Kemba Walker, it appears, has returned to the practice floor. You're going to hear from Kemba directly on this Friday Locked On Celtics. Millers, let's go. Rainy J's back with the vengeance back. All the real Celtics fans in attendance. This the truth like 34. It's like walking in the garden when you hear the roars. Crowd goes crazy, most in-depth coverage on the daily, mainly podcast royalty, the content kings. When you talking about the franchise with 17 rings, focus like Danny at the deadline, global with it, got a local feel like the red line, the blue line, the green line, play it in between time. I'ma throw my C's jersey on in the meantime and press play. When the F's done, I can't wait until the next day, trying to stay in tune with the C's, that's the best way. Melly. Hey there, welcome back to the Locked On Celtics podcast. Thank you for making this show part of your daily routine, wherever it is that you're going and whatever it is that you're doing. Thank you for making this podcast a part of that, and I hope it brings you just a tiny bit of joy in a very tumultuous time. I'm John Corrales. I cover the team and I host this show on a daily basis, so if you're new, you're going to get a podcast Monday through Friday from me. I'm also the author of the new book, The Boston Celtics All-Time All-Stars. You can get it now at online booksellers everywhere. Coming up on this show, basketball, it appears, is back. The Boston Celtics and Orlando Magic are both in Boston. They both have enough guys as I speak at this moment. There's no guarantee that by the time I'm done talking, that's going to still be the case. But for now, basketball is back. I'm going to talk about that. And you're going to hear from Brad Stevens after practice about this little hiatus. You're also going to hear from Brad and Kemba Walker later in the show about Kemba Walker's return to the practice floor. Kemba Walker, you'll hear, was a quote-unquote full go for practice. They didn't go 5-on-5 because they only had 9 players, but he was a full go, and they went up and down the floor. They went full speed. So I'll talk about that, and you'll hear from Brad and Kemba in segments 2 and 3. But let's start with the return from an unexpected hiatus for the Boston Celtics. Basketball, like I said, appears to be back on Friday night. The Celtics practice. They have 8 guys available versus Orlando, and the Orlando Magic have traveled. They are in Boston now. They did not bring Mo Bamba, but they have guys. They have a full squad, and they are preparing to play. The Celtics have 9 guys on the injury report, so that means 8 guys at least are available. Now, I've talked about Kemba, and you'll hear from Kemba, but he is out. So 8 guys are, at this point, available to play. It's possible that the Celtics will have up to 12 because there were 4 questionable guys, 4 guys listed as questionable on the injury report. They are Daniel Tice, Semi Ojeleye, Jaylen Brown, and Javonte Green. If those guys are cleared, whatever it is, whether they're waiting for another positive, a negative test or whatever, I'm not sure because they can't tell us. But if those guys are cleared, that's potentially a 12-man roster. So we'll see if it's going to be the Aaron Nesmith show on Friday night, or if Jaylen Brown's going to come in and be the centerpiece of the Celtics offense or the Celtics attack. So for now, as I speak, as you listen, hopefully, the Celtics are preparing to play an actual game. I will be in the Garden to watch an actual NBA-sanctioned event between the Boston Celtics and the Orlando Magic. So hopefully nothing changes between now and then. It has been a while. The Boston Celtics went back to the RBAC Center and hit the floor for the first time in almost a week. So here's Brad Stevens talking about how the past few days have gone.
Get up in the morning, learn that we can't come in, and drive in, test a couple times in the garage, and go home and get ready for whatever might be next. Obviously, our biggest concern is with any positive tests within the organization and their own health. The basketball stuff can be second to that, and we'll be ready for whenever we get to play again. Although it has been unique, obviously, no, this is the first time we've been in the gym at all, with the exception of getting ready to walk through against Miami on Sunday night before that game got called off.
So despite it all, everybody still had to be tested. Those who were able to, those who weren't in quarantine. So, and if you listened to the Wednesday Locked On NBA, you heard me and Jake Madison of Locked On Pelicans. We host the Wednesday Locked On NBA show. You heard us talking about George Hill, Oklahoma City, and he was complaining a little bit. And there's a natural inclination for guys to complain right now. You lose a little bit of your freedom. I get that. You lose a little bit of your life. You are kind of giving in to certain things. But as Brad Stevens will say here, there is a proper perspective that you need to take, that you are millionaires and this is part of a small sacrifice that you have to make in order to not only keep your job and your paycheck, but the all of the staff in the arena, all of the people who actually work the games and get paid to work the games. You know, even the security folks, even the PR folks, even the interns, even everybody. There are tons of people who work these games that actually depend on these paychecks. So there's a little bit more to that. So Brad Stevens, always careful to try to keep proper perspective.
Well, first of all, again, I think the most important thing for us to do is keep in mind the health and the safety of, you know, players, staff, people that are connected to the players and everybody else. And listen, we've said before, I don't think there's an easy answer here. This is a difficult time around the country. This pandemic is as rampant as it's ever been. And obviously, you know, we're feeling some of that despite the great precautions and great steps we're taking not to. As far as how it affects everybody emotionally, I think one of the things we tried to do right from the gate is talk about this is going to be a year of curveballs. This is not going to be easy. And at the same time, we're going to do our very best to keep each other safe and to try to adhere to whatever protocols we're asked to follow and realize, like, as the rest of the world or as people scrutinize or praise and all that stuff, that, you know, I think when you go through stuff like this and you're together, you realize how none of that stuff really matters. You know, it's more about just, you know, we're like everyone else. We appreciate the opportunity to gather. We appreciate the opportunity to be together. We appreciate the opportunity to play the game we love. And when it's taken away for a week or 4 months, that's hard. And, you know, the rest of the world's dealing with that in every which way. So for us to complain about it, or to say, hey, I got a call that said practice was canceled, and for me to complain about it, I think would be, you know, insensitive to everything else that's going on in the world.
Once again, you hear Brad Stevens talk about the curveball. And I will say one thing Brad Stevens is really good at is recognizing what's ahead and setting that expectation. When they headed into the bubble, what was he talking about? He was saying the team that has, that finds their joy is going to be the team that has the most success. And look at the Miami Heat, got to the NBA Finals. They're a team that thrived in that environment. I think coming out of that, people look back and say, you know, that Miami Heat team, that environment, that Heat culture stuff, that environment fed into the Heat culture. And they, that's their joy. That's them finding their joy. Brad Stevens was right about that. He set that expectation way back in June, a month before they head in, were heading into the bubble. And now he said the word curveball probably 50 times since the season has come back. And what do you know? It's all about curveballs over and over and over again. So I think, personally, setting expectations is one of the best things that you can do, just in general life, for whatever situation. Are you at work? Are you a person who's in charge? Set the expectation for your crew. This is what I expect of you. Anything less? I don't know. Anything more? Great. You get praise. When we were running Red's Army, I mean, I'm still back at Red's Army now, but back in the early days, whenever somebody said, hey, I want to write for you, I said, sure, what can you do? You set the expectation. You want to do 2 pieces a week? Great. If you want to do 2 pieces a month? Great. You tell me what it is that you can do, and I'll hold you to that. I'm not going to tell you what you tell me what you're free to do in this blogging situation. And when people didn't live up to that, that's when I had a problem. But if you told me, look, I can give you a piece every couple of weeks. I just want to do something. All right, sure. Cool. If I thought the writing was good, great. Setting the expectation is so important because so much of how we judge anything is based against our expectations. Who's the coach of the year? Generally speaking, it's the coach of the team that outperformed the expectations, right? Did that person actually do the best coaching job that year? Is that person actually the best coach in the NBA? Generally not. But when the expectations were low and that person outperformed the expectations, that's how that person got the award. So Brad is very good at setting the expectations, letting guys know. He's been talking about curveballs forever, and here came curveball after curveball after curveball this week, and guys knew that, hey, I got to be ready for this. Little things like that. At the NBA level, it's just little things like that that matter in coaching. Up next, Kemba Walker talking about his return to the practice floor. You're going to hear from him directly. Now, I don't know how Kemba's return is going to affect the betting line, but I'm sure Kemba being back on the floor at some point is going to change a lot of lines into Boston's favor. And you will find all of that on betonline.ag, the one place that has you covered and the one place we trust here at the Locked On Podcast Network. BetOnline.ag is going to give you a 50% welcome bonus when you sign up for a free account and use the promo code Locked On. So go to betonline.ag, use that promo code Locked On. Whatever you deposit, they give you 50% of that as a welcome bonus. You win right away. So whether you want to bet on football, because I know the NFL playoffs are going on, college or pro basketball, in-game prop bets, anything like that, you can go to betonline.ag. Don't sit on the sidelines. Get back into the action. And don't forget to use the promo code Locked On to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Gamble responsibly. Have you subscribed to the Locked On Celtics podcast yet? You can wherever podcasts exist, and you can follow us on Spotify. So you've signed up for your betonline.ag account, you got your welcome bonus, and now you're looking for some edge in getting a few wins, and that's why you should be subscribing to the Locked On Bets podcast, hosted by your boy Q of the Locked On Raiders podcast, and handicapper extraordinaire Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. They are going to give you their locks from college basketball to football to the NBA all winter long. Subscribe to the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag wherever you get your podcasts. Kemba Walker, as you might have seen if you follow the Celtics on Twitter or their YouTube account or their Instagram, was back on the floor and looking super cool with his practice jersey around his neck. So it looked like the cape, had the durag that matched. He looked just phenomenal on the floor, man. He was out there looking like a superhero. It was awesome. So Kemba's back. The Celtics had 9 guys at practice, including Kemba, but he is out for the Orlando Magic game. That has officially been done. Kemba is out for the game. But doesn't mean that he's not coming back soon. So let's start here with Brad Stevens talking about Kemba's return to the floor.
Well, he's been able to continue to do his rehab in one-on-one settings and his strengthening. Strengthening has gone fantastic. He's put in a ton of work. He went full go today for an hour with us. We did not go live, but we did, you know, a lot of up and down, a lot of just trying to get our legs back in some ways with guys that haven't done anything for a week. And he looked good. What that means as far as next steps and playing and when to play and all that stuff, that's a decision for Kemba and our training staff.
So it's a decision that's left up to Kemba and the training staff. We know that Kemba has always been someone who wants to get back, like ASAP. He's going to try to rush back. He's going to try to play through things. But it seems like right now he actually understands that this is different. He's a 30-year-old guy who's had these problems before. He went into the first COVID hiatus with knee pain. He came out of it. He said he felt good, and then it came back. Then they went into the bubble. He missed time. He said it felt good, and then it came back. And the bubble was a different circumstance, but I think the message has gotten through that you can try all you want to come back. If you don't do it the right way, this is going to still be a problem.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to make the best decision for myself. But honestly, I'm feeling pretty good right now. I know I did say I was feeling really good the last time before the bubble, which I was. But, you know, it was just the timing in between just wasn't, you know, really beneficial for me. But now I am feeling really good. And the way I'm feeling right now is different from the way I felt before I went into the bubble. Now I've just been able to take my time. I really just attacked my rehab from day one. You know, I wanted to get healthy. You know, I want to stay healthy, try my best to not have any setbacks. So that's the plan. You know, I don't know. Whenever I'm feeling good or whenever I'm, you know, mentally, you know, ready to get out there and comfortable, you know, I will.
And there's the quote. I've just been able to take my time. Earlier this year, Danny Ainge basically admitted that they rushed him back in the bubble. Brad Stevens acknowledged that too, that the bubble, the condensed nature of everything, they made decisions that maybe they probably shouldn't have, or they were maybe a little bit more hopeful. Basically, they needed him for the playoffs. This plan, though, Brad Stevens says, is different.
I think they put together a hell of a plan, John, to be honest. And I felt this way in the bubble, but the bubble was constrained more by time with regard to how quickly the playoffs were at hand. But this has been a planned out, day by day, well-executed deal by our training staff and by Kemba. And when he comes back, it'll be because he's ready and because he feels great. And, you know, is ready to be Kemba.
The phrase ready to be Kemba is a little bit exciting. It's a little bit exciting because Kemba can be such an electric player, but there's no need to rush back, right? Kemba is a bit of a luxury right now at this point of the regular season. Okay. The Celtics are 7-3. They've got now Jason Tatum's going to come back at some point soon enough. Actually, when you think about all of these postponements, those are three games that Jason Tatum was going to miss that he's not going to miss. So that's not so bad. He could have missed more games. Now he's going to actually play whenever those games are rescheduled, right? Unless, I mean, we'll just assume that he's going to play. So at 7-3, and with his postponement, pushing some of the missed games further out. Those are also three games that Kemba is not going to miss. You think about it, those three games being tacked on later are three games that Kemba was going to miss that he's not going to. So this actually, in a weird way, kind of works out for the Celtics because those three games could be pivotal in seeding. But right now, Kemba can chill, relax, take his time, make sure that he's coming back and ready to be Kemba. Get some 5-on-5. Make some cuts in practice. Do some real life stuff. Because if something happens in practice and he's like, nope, I'm not ready, then Brad Stevens can be like, hey, look, we never said he was coming back soon. We're working him back. He's still doing this thing. It's a million times better than him coming back and then suddenly not playing a couple of games. Just don't get him back on the floor until he's ready to get back on the floor. And it doesn't matter if he plays 16 minutes in his first few games. That plan that I keep talking about, 8 minutes in the first quarter, go get your whatever treatment, massages, whatever strengthening you need to do, whatever that whole plan is, relax, come out, warm up, get loose, don't push it, play your 8 minutes in the third quarter, go through that thing, now you're done. Go back, get your treatment, whatever, and that's fine. That's fine. Don't rush it. And another reason that he can chill and take that time is Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, which is a topic that Kemba Walker touched on and talked about. Actually, I shouldn't say touched on, talked about extensively. And you're going to hear that next on the Locked On Celtics podcast. Be sure to follow our social channels at LO Celtics on Twitter and at Locked On Celtics on Instagram. There's nothing better than going behind the scenes. And if you want to go behind the scenes of the game you love and get all sides of the story with Rejecting the Screen, you can do that. Subscribe. And each week you'll get Noah Kozlov and Adam Stanko getting personal while interviewing players, coaches, and media members, all of the people who make the NBA happen. In fact, if you go through their feed and subscribe, last week they interviewed me about my career, my life, my book, all of that stuff. So if you want to know more about me and who I am, my days in Greece, and a little bit of me, my background, go subscribe to the Locked On Podcast Network's Rejecting the Screen podcast with Noah Kozlov and Adam Stanko. They have a ton of great interviews, like a ton of great interviews. But mine was last week. So go ahead and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. So before the break, I said Kemba's in no rush. That's great. Part of him is seeing what this team can do on the floor. He's been on the sidelines. You've seen him kind of celebrating. He's having a great time. And what he has seen is a team that still has not played its best, but somehow has found its way to 7-3.
I feel good about the team. You know, I'm loving the way we're playing. Especially our two superstars. Those guys have really been holding the fort down and just absolutely killing it. Smart, running the show, as best as he can. He's been playing really well. I've been loving his poise and, his overall attitude, and approach to the game. Our young guys, Peyton, Tremont, Carson, Grant, a lot of the times, when the names are called, they've just been playing really well, playing with a lot of energy. So, I'm just hoping to, come back and, just add on to that, help with some leadership. Hopefully I could, just come back and bring that energy, bring that juice, that little extra spark that I think we need. It'll be exciting.
I think Kemba coming back is going to accentuate all of these guys. The Marcus Smart relationship has been great. Kemba has talked so glowingly about Marcus Smart. He loves Marcus Smart. I think Marcus and Kemba are great backcourt. And having Marcus on the floor together with Kemba is going to be great. Now that Peyton Pritchard has emerged, this gives a dynamic that I didn't think was going to be available. You can have Marcus Smart. When we talk about that Brooklyn Nets trade, you can, in a series against the Nets, if that happens, now hide Kemba on like Joe Harris, and not hide him because Joe Harris is a really good player, but Harris isn't going to break you down a lot. You've got to chase him a bit, but you can keep him on Joe Harris while Marcus takes Kyrie and Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum take Durant and Harden, and you at least can match up a little bit and give yourself a chance defensively. So I love hearing Kemba just talking about these guys, calling them out by name. But he really got in on Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum.
First, I'll start with JB and JT. They've been just absolutely just killing it. You know, just taking their games to a whole nother level. And it's really been exciting to watch. I think for me though, is like I rarely see those guys in the gym. Like I really like see these two guys like in the gym, you know, working on their stuff, working on their game, just continuously getting better. And then I see them do the stuff that they're working on in the game. So I think for me, being close up, that's what makes me like their biggest fans, is the work that they're putting. I know everybody see the highlights and, you know, watch the game stuff like that, but like I see the behind the scenes. So I think that's what's the most impressive thing for me. Like those guys just work hard, man. And you know, that's what I love the most about them. Their work ethic is second to none. So that's the most exciting part about it.
Admit it. You're excited right now. You're excited for basketball on Friday night. You're excited for this because Kemba's been fully on board with Tatum and Brown from the beginning. If there's any worry from anybody that this is going to be like, how does Kemba fit? Kemba's like, I'm cool being third. Yeah, I'm the third option. That's cool. These guys are one and two. And that's exactly what you want from a guy like Kemba. He really is the right kind of star for Brad Stevens and these Celtics. When you say not too high, not too low, that's Kemba. Kemba is so unbothered by things. He is so chill. He's like, yeah, man, it's cool. Like I asked him, did you get frustrated? But you were clear to return to practice, and then all of a sudden practice shut down. Did that frustrate you at all? And he's like, no, that's cool. Whatever. I did other stuff. He's just so unbothered, and he is so on board with the Tatum and Brown pairing and calling them superstars at every turn. Calls them superstars any chance he gets. He's right. Those two are major stars in this league. And Kemba recognizes it. So whenever Kemba comes back, I feel like it's going to be, you know, a little bit of a transition, obviously. But they played together all last year, and I think they're all going to figure it out. Maybe some bumps in the road as he finds his rhythm and shakes off some rust. But I think, ultimately, what is going to be the best element of his return is he knows where he fits with Tatum and Brown, and Brown and Tatum are both going to be like, yeah, we need Kemba. And so, yeah, we're going to work with him. And I think everybody's just on board. Like right now, the way things are going with Boston, they're just on board. And if you don't have that, then you don't get to see the full potential. We don't know what the full potential of this team is yet, but right now, we know that I feel 100% confident that when Kemba comes back, he, JT, JB, as he calls them, they're all on board. And that's going to be fun. We have the potential here in February for some really fun Celtics basketball. I will be here for all of it with a Monday through Friday podcast. So if you are new, then I hope you are here listening to these words because you've enjoyed this podcast and you are now willing to subscribe and get this podcast wherever you get your podcast. If you have one of those smart devices in your house, you can ask it to please play the next episode of the Locked On Celtics podcast, and it will do it. I've done it. I've tried it. It works. Regular listeners, a 5-star rating and a good written review would be amazing. Those have made this podcast the number one Boston Celtics podcast in the world. So I thank you for that, and I also thank you for sharing the podcast and telling your friends that they should be listening to the Locked On Celtics podcast here on the Locked On Podcast Network.